The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Amy, and welcome to my podcast, Aims for the Future, where I discuss some of my personal experiences. Today's episode is about a hard topic, but I want to discuss it in the hopes it will help others feel less alone. From a very young age, I have suffered from OCD. To anyone unaware of what OCD is, it's a mental health disorder that revolves around obsessions. Someone with OCD experiences intrusive thoughts and carries out certain compulsions in an attempt to silence those thoughts. In my case, it first became apparent to my mum that something wasn't quite right when I was a small child. I would constantly find myself arranging things in certain orders, such as cushions, shoes, and even my toys. Late at night, my OCD would persuade me to check the corners of my bedroom for spiders and underneath my bed for imaginary monsters. While OCD wasn't fun to deal with as a child, it didn't cause me much distress until I entered my early teens, which is when I developed an obsession with oral cleanliness. I would brush my teeth sometimes 3 to 4 times a day. I hated eating in public, as I feared that people would judge me. When I joined Carisbrook College in early 2018, I would eat my lunch in the school toilets, and there would be occasions where I wouldn't eat at all, leading me to almost faint. This was an incredibly dark and depressing time in my life. I was insanely socially reclusive, which left me with hardly any friends. I would come home from school every day, head straight to my room, and just cry, sometimes for hours. The only things that helped me during that time were music and journaling. I felt like a freak, especially every time I saw all the other students sat there eating lunch with their friends. They all looked so confident, and there was not an ounce of confidence in my body. I felt so alone, and there were countless times where I thought about taking my own life. Fast forward to 2023, which is when I developed health anxiety. It wasn't too bad around this time, but it gradually worsened at the beginning of 2024. I was, and still am to this day, obsessed with staying healthy. I cannot count how many times I have Googled symptoms of countless diseases since this obsession began. I have had so many sleepless nights, panic attacks, doctor's appointments, and arguments with my loved ones due to my fears surrounding my health. Health anxiety isn't taken anywhere near as seriously as it should be, in my opinion, as it can have a devastating impact on a person's mental health. I still have a long way to go when it comes to healing from my own health anxiety, but I'm beginning to take the necessary steps to work towards being less consumed by it. For example, I used to be someone that Googled for several hours a day, and now I very rarely do. This is because I have slowly but surely began to realise that Google isn't reliable, nor will it prevent bad things from happening. So much of life is uncontrollable, including what happens to our health. All we can do is try our best to stay healthy for as long as possible. I want anyone out there listening to this to know that if you too are struggling with OCD, you are not alone, and there is help available. Stay strong. You got this. Thanks for listening.